Today is Thursday, November 21st, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Let's get started with our political commentary. Chris Cuomo on CNN says, "Let's get after it." Not a lot has been going on in my life the past couple of weeks. Like, I've been going to work, you know, I've gotten all my trips out of the way. I went to London and Amsterdam and California and Seattle and, you know, all of that stuff that was like at the end of the summer and whatever. And I know the holidays are coming up, but, yeah, nothing's going on. I mean, work. I mean, I feel like it's boring to talk about work. So it's easy to talk about Chick-fil-A and the impeachment hearing. And I'm not even a political. Now, I will say this. I'm not a political pundit. But I will say this. I find, you know, I used to avoid politics. I used to really avoid politics, but I find it all fascinating. The only thing is, I really hate how confrontational it all is. Like, I know I've said this many times, but I don't like confrontation. And especially when I get to the Republicans. And I want to say this. If you're a Republican out there, I'm sure you're a nice person. And I'm not saying that all Republicans are nasty or anything like that. But in this particular situation, now keep in mind, I haven't watched congressional or, you know, trials before. And I've been really watching, and I've been trying to not watch as much of the commentary, but really just watch the hearings themselves. I mean, I watch CNN sometimes. I'm going to admit, you know, I could not watch Fox News. I'm sorry. Even though the person at work was like, "Oh, where are you watching the impeachment?" And I'm like, on CNN, he's like, "Oh, well, that tells me a lot." And it hurt my feelings. But I can't watch Fox News. I mean, I really feel like Fox News is fake. And no matter what they get, they just spin it. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, I'm trying to, as much as possible, just watch a lot of the hearing itself. But sometimes when I get to the Republicans, especially after I've already heard a little bit of it, I find myself needing to fast forward because I'm watching it on YouTube TV, and during work, I'll have meetings and stuff like that, and I'll have to pause it. So I'm able to fast forward a lot, you know, or whatever, when I'm driving to work and I need to pause it and not watch something. Or, I mean, who am I kidding here? I watch things while I'm driving, but regardless. So, I mean, I can forward, but they yell like that. Jim Jordan guy yells and is so condescending when he's talking to people that he doesn't agree with what they're saying or, you know, whatever. So I find myself fast forwarding, and the Democrats are being mostly nice. And, you know, it's because most of the witnesses were ones they wanted to call and ones that, you know, agree with what they're trying to get across. But that's the only thing, when it's so confrontational, and I feel like it's probably that way all the time. Like, when they're trying to pass a bill and one side doesn't like it, or, you know, one side or the other doesn't like it, and they're, you know, they probably get pretty nasty. I can imagine that they probably get pretty nasty. Another thing I want to say, and you guys are all going to hate me for this, Pete Buttigieg is very presidential, and you're not going to hate me for saying this. He comes across as very smart, and I think he has some good ideas, and he's moderate, so I think he could, you know, be kind of in the middle. Yeah, I don't know all of his policies, so anybody who's like a real political person, because I'm just getting into watching some of this political stuff, so I mean, I'm not pretending to be smart on any of this. I'm a smart person, but I'm not pretending. But just from what I've seen, he appears very together, you know. But I will say this, and this is where people, a lot of my gay brethren are gonna hate me, but we were not at the place to be able to elect a woman. Are we at the place where America is going to vote a gay man into office? or a gay man into the presidential office. Because I, you know, and I hate to say this. I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm a little torn because I'm like, okay, I really want someone that can beat Donald Trump. Beyond anything else, I'll vote for an old shoe if it's running against. I'm going to vote for him, but I'm like, I mean, if it were him, and you know, some of you will say, oh, he just surged in Iowa, but, and I think he seems to me like he would make a great president. And I've listened to some of his ideas, and I think he has some really good ideas, and he's very presidential, and he's attractive, and he's younger. I mean, I don't want to be ageist, but I feel like we need, you know, I mean, we're getting older and older with our president. I mean, you know, Hillary was old, Bernie's old, Trump is old, Biden is old. It's like, okay, come on, guys. But I don't know. I'm just not certain that especially those conservative people who were trying to pull over to our side, were trying to, you know, say, are you fed up with Trump? Well, why don't you vote Democratic this one time? Well, you know, a lot of those Republicans are anti-gay. It doesn't make it right. It's not right. But is he going to get votes? I wish, you know, I mean, I don't know enough about him yet, but I mean, like I said, he seems like he could be a really good presidential person who has some good ideas. And I know he's not as experienced as some of the other people, but I mean, you know, whatever. I'll vote for him, and I think he's cute. Not that that's a criteria, but I mean, but will those people who are not as far left, who we want to get away from Trump, will they be less likely to vote for him because he's gay? I don't know. And is this the time to try to push the gay people in office thing? Or is it the time to put someone who doesn't have that particular baggage? And I hate to call it baggage. And again, I'm going to get angry letters, but I don't know. Anyway, I hope he does well, though. I'll vote for him. I don't know if, you know, Biden's coming across as very old, and I don't, you know, maybe he would beat Trump, but gosh, he can't even keep his thoughts together in a debate, and he stumbles over his words and forgets things, and I don't know. Did you see the note that Trump wrote, though, to himself to remind him of, like, one talking point? I want nothing. I want nothing. All right. So anyway, I'm gonna stop talking about political stuff. But anyway, so I love Pete Buttigieg. I'm gay. I don't want anyone to hate me, please. You know, I'm a people pleaser, all of you people. But I do want someone that's gonna beat Trump. So there we go. Anyway, so other than that, I'm gonna be cooking my crispy, crunchy potatoes tonight. I say they're mine. They're not really mine, but it's our recipe of the week on Throwing Down with Joe and Adam, and it's the Bon Appetit recipe. They did a Making Perfect Thanksgiving where they did the perfect stuffing and the perfect turkey and the perfect side dishes and the perfect mashed potatoes and the perfect pie, you know, for like if you're, and then they all came together at Claire's parents' house. I want to say in Cape Cod, but I don't think that's right, but I want to say that. And they had this perfect little house, you know, where they all got together and cooked their various things, and they all ate a Thanksgiving meal together. It was cool. But they planned for everything to be ready at 4, and I think they ended up eating at 5:30 because basically the turkey wasn't ready. And doesn't that happen to everyone? And I like it because, you know, if this had been a Food Network show, like, everything would have been perfect. They wouldn't have shown you any of the mess ups or anything like that. It would have been a perfectly planned, perfectly executed, but with a personal story. Because, you know, Food Network, they want a personal story with everything. It can't just be all about the food. It's either got to be a cooking competition or it's got to be a personal story. So I find the Bon Appetit videos to be very refreshing. They have a lot of personality, but they also show you how they're real. They show you the whole process of like failing and starting over and failing and starting over and like tasting things and then trying something else. And I'm making their crispy, crunchy mashed potatoes. I think they use too much cream or milk and butter. They look too soupy to me because I don't like a soupy mashed potato. That's more like a puree. I like a mashed potato that will kind of stand up. I want it to be fluffy, but I want it to like stand up. I don't want it to be like dripping over the plate. And it looked kind of, so we'll see, but I'm going to follow the recipe as exact as I can. Other than I refuse to buy a ricer or a food mill because come on. I mean, maybe one day I will, but my mom has made mashed potatoes my whole life and I love her mashed potatoes and she's never once needed a ricer or a food mill to make mashed potatoes. I'll let you guys know how they come out. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.